I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. This week, Ruth Kramer is on assignment at the National Religious Broadcasting Convention. Got an update on the court case saga from Sudan. Peter Jacek, who's been imprisoned in Sudan since December 2015, is safe home in the Czech Republic. Earlier this year, Jacek received a life sentence for a variety of alleged crimes. Todd Nettleton, a voice of the martyrs, said Monday.
Peter was released after extensive negotiations between the Sudanese government and the Czech government. President of Sudan, Omar al-Bashir, pardoned him yesterday. After those negotiations,
Voice of the Martyrs is praising God for this turn of events, and they're praying for the two Sudanese men who are still imprisoned. Please join them and ask God to use this story to spread the gospel in Sudan. And sometimes the best way to find out what people actually need is to ask them. And that's exactly what Jason Wolford of Mission Cry, formerly Christian Resources International, is doing in Belize.
They're not asking for food or clothes, but they're saying, listen, we need discipleship, we need Bibles, and we need Christian books.
Getting the word into people's hands can be harder than it seems, but Wolford says that won't stop Mission Cry.
The goal that God has put on my heart is to reach the entire country of Belize with a Bible or a Christian book. We need people to look at their shelves in their house or other places and where they find a Bible or a Christian book to bring it to the mission or visit our website so they can mail it to us.
Visit missionnews.org to find out more about how you can use your Bibles, books, and bucks to help Mission Cry. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. You can join us here on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google+, LinkedIn, or podcast us on TWR360. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Todd Morris.